I was up all night, tossing and turning, thinking about what I was going to do, and I decided to write down some thoughts, and that has now turned into a little video. And I wanted to talk to you about intuition and how intuition is often disregarded by science, even though intuition often informs science in some way in the origin of a theory or an innovation or a eureka moment. And I think this is one of the greatest problems that we have right now as a societal collective. It's that our institutions of learning, our scientific infrastructure, our overall perception of what makes reality has involved the setting aside of our appreciation and understanding of intuition and how it's impacted our developmental process throughout history. Intuition being responsible in one form or another for many of the underpinnings that dominate the material reductionist models of our scientific architecture. And science is the dominant language of our developmental blueprint as a globally connected, technologically orientated civilization on the brink of advanced spaceflight. But science has, for the most part, set aside and disregarded the power and impact of human intuition, which is highly ironic because science has always had a strong relationship with intuition and otherworldly inspiration. You know, this is the stuff that the rationalists and the reductionists don't want to talk about. It's the awkward history, so it's rarely spoken of, especially when you're being channeled through the high walls of traditional academia in pursuit of scientific knowledge. You know, these channels of learning very rarely discuss the pesky little anomalies that contradict or put strain upon the standard models, the accepted narratives of their particular brand of scientific doctrine. And yet there are numerous examples littered throughout the historical literature of our scientific underpinnings that pay homage to the intuitive inspirations that laid the initial groundwork that eventually led towards an objective scientific discovery. I'm reminded of a statement made by Sir Isaac Newton, who once said that there is a most subtle spirit which pervades and lies hid in all gross bodies, which causes particles to be attracted or repelled to make up all the various discrete forms. These are the things that cannot be explained in few words, nor are we furnished with that sufficient of experience which is required to an accurate determination and demonstration of the laws by which this electric and elastic spirit operates. So here, Newton is professing his inability to fully grapple with and articulate the mysterious energetic nature of reality, and he recognizes the existence of a profound mystery that science is not yet equipped to explain, and science is still inadequately equipped to explain these states of reality that lie at the foundation point of creation, because science still refuses, for the most part, to accept the other side of the observational coin, refusing to understand and appreciate the fact that objective discovery within science has too often arisen from subjective intuition. And so too often we appreciate the discovery whilst disregarding the origin point from which this discovery arrived. And that origin point is always the same. It originated from within the inspired mind of an evolving monkey on a planet hurtling through infinity. So let's not try too hard to ground ourselves in a false sense of rationality. Nothing about our situation on the cosmic scale is rational. Nothing. Our attempts to normalize reality, to quantify it, to contain it, to adequately explain it, have been unsatisfactory and have, for the most part, left us feeling unfulfilled and ignorant to the true mechanics of our existence. Our scientific dogma, for all the wonders it has created, has also brought us towards weaponized Armageddon, microplastics in the ocean, chemicals in our food, pollutants in the water, and a handful of models that reduce our place in existence to nothing more than the unexpected results of a cosmic chemical spill that, through nothing more than dumb luck, it managed to produce sentient creatures. Sentient creatures who can transmute ideas into physically manifested expressions within reality. And they do this through access to a hyperdimensional space of potentially infinite proportions that we call the human imagination. And rationality in the scientific sense, the principles of reductionism, were in part founded on the intuitive inspirations of a spiritual encounter. René Descartes is often considered one of the founding fathers of modern-day rationalism within science, and yet the inspiration for this came to him in a fevered state during which he encountered what he believed to be an angel. And this angel told him something along the lines of, in order to truly understand the universe, you must think in terms of measurement and number. And so the scientific principles of our modern world are in many ways based upon mystical inspiration and subjective intuition. Another gold standard case of this being a reality within science is Nikola Tesla, the true godfather of electricity. Edison and his friends like J.P. Morgan destroyed the reputation of Tesla and left him penniless and obsolete, when in reality he was possibly the most brilliant mind in modern scientific history. Tesla was a true intuitive genius when it came to energy. And one of his most applicable quotes to the current discussion we're having on how intuition is the origin point through which genius is channeled, through which creative inspiration arises, Tesla once said, "My brain is only a receiver. In the universe there is a core from which we obtain knowledge, strength, and inspiration. I've not penetrated into the secrets of this core, but I know that it exists." Albert Einstein is another example of a genius intuitive who was accessing information from this core that Tesla speaks about. Einstein, for all of his brilliance in the mechanics of science, was also a philosopher and a dreamer. He was a highly creative individual, and he thought deeply upon the fundamental challenges we face as humanity when examining the wider reality that we inhabit. So one such quote from Einstein that embodies this feeling of recognition of the fact that there is something profound, mysterious, and intelligent lying at the bedrock of our reality. He said, "I see a pattern, but my imagination cannot picture the maker of that pattern. I see a clock, but I cannot envision the clockmaker. The human mind is unable to conceive of the four dimensions. So how can it conceive of God, before whom 1,000 years and 1,000 dimensions are as one?" So the brilliance of these patron saints of the scientific perception of reality came from their ability to intuitively draw information from the ether that allowed them to make large-scale observations about our reality. And each of them, in their own way, recognizes and pays homage to the fact that there is a sublime intelligence within the building blocks of the universe, that there is a creator, this clockmaker, this intellect within nature, is so vast and it's so unfathomable in its truest representation as to be classified an impossible task for any human to undertake and succeed in articulating, and yet they recognize it's there, they feel its presence. And this is what has led to the flow of inspired data that crowns these individuals as leaders within science. The origin point is inspired intuition from a source that they themselves feel is beyond them and simply moving through them. But all of that is thrown away. All of that's thrown away once it's yielded the results required for an objective study to be finalized. And this is truly throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is an inadequate method for understanding reality, because human beings define their reality through subjective experience. And the most significant anchors we have into reality as individuals are those that we assign towards emotion, connection, curiosity, and intuition. And yet so much of this subjective data that comprises the vast majority of meaningful experience is thrown out and considered invalid for the scientific method. And so we're stumbling blindly forward, ignoring vast amounts of what defines reality for human beings, whilst simultaneously attempting to define reality for human beings. It's an error in our observational bandwidth, and it's our level of acceptability towards phenomena that are yet to be properly identified and articulated through modern scientific language. And this is all the paranormal and mystical underpinnings of human experience that are undeniably present within our historical development and are still disregarded continuously by the arrogance and ego that can be found within the dogmatic architecture of our scientific institutions. But the thing is, the issue of disregarding intuition and ignoring anomalies within science doesn't come from those unique minds that draw their knowledge from the ether and transmute it into theories and models and innovations that propel humanity forward. The problem with science doesn't come from those few highly intuitive people, Einstein, Newton, Tesla. Those of intellectuals that dip their minds into the well of intuition and draw from it objective data about our reality, the problem with science comes from all the average lab coat Joes who act as nothing more than disciples for a new religion. Those who refuse to look beyond the refined channels of dusty academia through which they obtained their titles and their framed certificates. The problem, as is usually the case when it comes to ideological barriers, comes from the masses in mass psychology, groupthink, cult-like behavior to certain degrees. It comes from the sheep who follow the shepherd. And if the shepherd is standard reductionism, then they'll follow standard reductionism. If it's quantum theory, they'll follow quantum theory. But if someone or something comes along and disrupts the balance, disrupts the status quo, promotes a different idea, a new thought, a new model, the sheep turn into hyenas and defend their chosen shepherd to the death. It's an odd metaphor, but I think it works well enough for the purpose. Ideologically defined groups of human beings can be extremely difficult to talk to about things that contradict their ideology. And so, as is the case in many areas of society, I think it does fall upon the weirdos, the outliers, the ones who stand out. You know, they are more often the shakers and movers of our ideological and innovatory development, whether it be the nerdy kid in school who's teased all their life, who goes on to invent the first zero-point energy system, or the quiet one who gets picked on for playing their instrument instead of football, but then goes on to be one of the world's greatest rock stars. You know, those who don't fit in cannot be defined, and those that cannot be defined are more free than those who rely on definitions to exist. And of course, these types of thinkers are all too often laughed at by their peers who lack the intuitive reach of these individuals. They're disregarded and ignored until the pack catches up with the leader. And then usually when that person is dead, they're idolized and appreciated for their earlier brilliance. And so by disregarding and underappreciating the power of intuitive inspiration and creative expression, we're shutting off that fundamental component of the human interface that transcends space and time and provides you with access to a universal index of data. This is a computational aspect of our bioelectrical system. The human being is a computational system to a certain degree, and we do have access to a universal network of data. The greatest intuitives throughout history have all echoed the same information, and as always, the majority have disregarded it, until it's discovered in a more objective sense, which is now beginning to happen in relation to the underlying mechanics of our reality within physics with the advent of quantum mechanics and computation. We're understanding new dimensional spaces of experience through our growing sophistication in the realm of virtual reality. We're getting closer to recognizing that consciousness can exist within forms that we didn't expect through the dawning of more advanced expressions of artificial intelligence. We're moving towards the objective evidence that will once again prove the intuitives of the last handful of thousand years correct on the fundamental mechanics of consciousness and its relationship to our wider reality. And that's basically it. I just wanted to give you my perspective on intuition as it relates to the scientific method. And obviously, there are problems with the subjective intuition and how to quantify and understand it. But disregarding it entirely from the process seems really unwise because there's just too much evidence of it informing that process to begin with. And so I think to kind of wrap this up, it's just about appreciating the nuances of the human being. If you remove all of the nuances and if you remove all of those quirky little aspects that don't fit into your model, then you don't have a workable model because you're throwing things out that exist and need to be addressed and need to be understood. So I hope that science and intuition or physics and metaphysics or spirit and technology, these things will come together in some way through the dawning of a completely new understanding of reality that will be through a scientific medium because we exist in a scientific world. So it will likely come through science, but I imagine that the revelations that I'm thinking of, that I expect, will challenge the scientific structure completely, because it will be evidence of something that is far more profound and mysterious that we don't truly understand, just like Sir Isaac Newton said. We do not understand, we are not capable at this moment of fully appreciating and articulating reality. So why would we put restrictions on something that we don't yet understand? Something to think about.